Hetty and Dion, thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
That's okay.
So first of all, could we start off, why Brittany?
Well, we live on a boat in Australia. After 12 years of living on a boat, we thought we'd like to do something else. And 12 years in the sun is a long time when you've got skin cancers and things, because it's far north Queensland, so the tropical sun is very strong. So we were just musing on the internet about where we'd like to live when we can't live on the boat anymore. And we looked at France because we both like history. And then Brittany kept coming up as very, very reasonably priced. Every time I put in a search, Brittany came up. So we didn't have a house in Australia. I started to research even more, and we picked Brittany as the place that we would search for and find, you know.
That's a very good reason.
Yes, the countryside is lovely. We've both been to France before, but as tourists. So it's a bit different coming here to live, but we do love the countryside, and it's green and nice, and Australia has green parts. I mean, we live in the tropics, so obviously there's big plants and big insects and things like that, but here it's a much muted green, you know.
Dare I mention the word paperwork?
Lots of paperwork. Yeah.
Lots and lots of paperwork.
Yeah, it was difficult to buy the house from Australia. But, you know, you can manage it if you get all the right paperwork together. So that wasn't a problem. When we purchased the house, we weren't even sure that we could stay here. We were hoping to be able to stay here, but we didn't want to, because it was our first foray into French real estate, we didn't want to spend a lot of money either. So we ended up with this house, which is comfortable, yep. Doesn't leak. It's a bit quirky, but...
Yeah.
Well, I think that's happened with this house a bit too.
Yeah. It was tricky buying a house over the internet. I mean, what we did, it was like a campaign. We spent 17 days here a couple of years ago, hired a car, did 4,000 kilometres and saw heaps of houses every day. We had appointments all over Brittany. That gave us a feel for the country. And it was in March, so it was cool and we had sunny days and we had not so many rainy days, but people kept asking us, oh, do you like the rain then? Because you're going to come and live in Brittany.
It's good for the skin.
Once we'd seen all the houses, we went back and we had to make a decision. And that's when all the paperwork started, because we had to actually buy the house via the internet. We employed a mortgage broker because we got a mortgage for the house. So they spoke French and English, and that really helped. But Google Translate is fantastic, and if you've got Gmail, that's got Translate as well. So we managed all that via the internet. So, you know, although we saw the house in person, all the paperwork was done over the net.
I understand you actually at the moment haven't got a car, so you've not been able to explore as much as...
Well, we did explore when we did that 4,000 kilometres.
Right,
we went everywhere, yes. Saint-Malo and just La Rochelle and everywhere. But we're not buying a car until we're certain we can stay. And we just yesterday, oh no, the day before, we went to Saint-Brieuc and we got our first renewal. So we've had 2 years here and the government think we're okay.
If you were to describe, obviously, Brittany to your friends back home in Australia, how would you describe it?
Well, I think when I talk to people back home, I always say it's like stepping back in time. People are very friendly, very polite. Everything is in the village we're in. It's clean and neat. And it's almost like living in a retirement home because the village is dying. There are young people, obviously. Friday night, we have one boy racer on a 125. That's it, you know.
Just to remind you, there are things around.
Yeah. And we got next door neighbours with young kids. But on the whole, everyone is around our age or older. So there's a sensibility that you're living in a very nice environment, because there isn't any of that rabble you see in the big cities or in Paris or anywhere like that. Like, there's hardly any graffiti anywhere, or there's no rubbish on the ground. There might be dog, you know.
They're not very good at cleaning up that.
Barker's nests everywhere.
So what are your future plans? Are you going to... you've bought a house, so you obviously aren't going...
Well, we're hoping to stay here permanently. Well, that's our plan. but we do have a boat in far north Queensland, Australia. If we could sail here, we would. Yes. But I think it's the world is just becoming a little bit too dangerous for that sort of thing. And that's another reason why we came here. I mean, Australia is very safe where we are. But we like the history, and this is kind of our last chance to come and see things and experience living in Europe.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank
you.